Summer is a threat to our most cherished and perhaps our only national virtue, the work ethic. As the temperature rises, a lot of otherwise puritanical and hard-working people will drop off to sleep during the hottest part of the day and then feel guilty about it. Taking a nap is fine when we're ill or watching late-night TV or during the pagan celebrations surrounding the winter solstice. But at any other time, the daytime sleeper wakes with the ghost of old Ben Franklin whispering in his ear, "Time is money. Early to bed, early to rise. Plenty of time for sleeping in the grave." But never mind Ben Franklin, who I'm sure took naps like everybody else when he was ambassador to France in the 1770s. There are solid psychological, sociological, and even environmental reasons to encourage the midday napping habit, which I shall now describe. First, naps are entirely natural, which must be good. Most animals drop off without apology whenever they feel so inclined. Cats, who have the only truly rational lifestyle, sleep for 18 or 20 hours every day. When they wake up, they eat, play, and go to sleep again. Compare this with the schedule of the average suburban commuter, and you can see what I mean when I say, as I often do, that evolution has been moving us in the wrong direction. Once you get into the routine of taking naps, you soon lose that anxious feeling that you might be missing something. There's nothing to miss. From noon to 3 p.m. out here in the suburbs, nothing interesting is going to happen to anybody ever, especially if they happen to be asleep at the time. There's no question that 90% of all human activity is a complete waste of time, and the rest is positively dangerous. Consider what a better place the world would be if all government offices, including and especially Congress and the White House, closed down completely for several hours each day. If Wall Street suspended its frenetic trading from noon till four. If the stores closed, the highways emptied, and everyone just took a break. This brings me to the last and most compelling argument in defense of the midday nap: saving the planet. Sleeping citizens waste no resources, pollute no natural environments, and don't buy anything that they will regret in the morning. So, in order to save ourselves from ourselves, we urgently need to bring back the traditional siesta. A siesta sounds more impressive than a nap, and so it should. It's a highly rational habit practiced for thousands of years in some of the most civilized nations. We are in siesta territory now, not far from the Mediterranean. A few minutes after noon, the village streets empty and all the stores close. Nobody is outdoors except for a few bewildered tourists from places where time really is thought to be the same as money. The village gently wakes up 2 or 3 hours later when things are cooling down, and the day starts all over again with a better attitude. Hours of gasping, complaining, sweating, environmentally unfriendly activity have been avoided, and it didn't cost anything. In summer, at least, laziness works. This is David Bouchier.